Before I begin, I'd like to acknowledge several people who have been a great help with our discographic handout. Sony archivist Tom Tierney, musicologist Robert Fallon of the Carnegie Mellon School of Music, Michael Gray, the discographer's guru, Molly Tighe, the former PSO archivist, and Lauren Hughes, the PSO artistic coordinator. Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra spent several seasons in the mid-1970s searching for a conductor to replace the aging, ailing William Steinberg. In March 1975, Andre Previn guest conducted a single week's concert and was hired on the spot. The book Play On says it best. A man more different from Steinberg could hardly be imagined, end of quotation. Previn was a sophisticated musical polymath whose interest ranged across many musical cultures, styles, and eras. His 27 Pittsburgh recordings run from Handel and Haydn to Ravel and Gershwin, plus a pair of recording premieres, George Rochberg's Violin Concerto with Isaac Stern, and John Harbinson's ballet music from Ulysses Bow. No Bach, no Beethoven, no Brahms, no Bruckner, and only one Mahler, the fourth, of course. Previn brought EMI Angel with him, along with Itzhak Perelman, and they would record concertos by Goldmark, Konus, Sibelius, and Korngold. In 1980, Pittsburgh switched over from EMI to Philips. One of its first Philips recordings, Ravel's Ma Mère L'Oye, epitomizes Previn's musical tastes, and displays a lightness and a silkiness not previously heard from this orchestra. We'll hear the Pavane of the Sleeping Beauty. Previn believed his orchestra to be among the best and was dismayed at losing some of his finest players whenever positions opened up in Cleveland. He fought for better pay and better working conditions for his musicians, but Pittsburgh's conservative board of directors chose to hoard the orchestra's endowment, reputed at the time to be the largest of any American orchestra. The board also cut short John Harbison's tenure as composer in residence. After several years of internal battles, Previn left the orchestra in 1984. The board then immediately raised the salaries. Previn's final moment on a Pittsburgh podium was spent recording Ulysses Bow for Nonesuch on May 27, 1984. Needing immediate help for a forthcoming tour, management reached out to Lauren Mazel, who had just fled the Vienna State Opera after their own acrimonious disputes. Mazel had grown up in Pittsburgh and had a long history with the orchestra, studying with concertmaster Henry Temyanka as a child and playing in the orchestra as a teenager. He agreed to become a consultant and began to record with the orchestra in 1986, William Schumann's Seventh Symphony and Leonardo Ballada's Steel Symphony for New World Records, Rimsky-Korsakov's Antar and Tchaikovsky's Little Russian for Telarc. Only in 1988 did Mizell accept the position as music director. A tough, demanding conductor at the time, he restored a discipline that had begun to slip under the easygoing Previn. Mizell, too, avoided German music, recording only the first act of Die Walküre and his own arrangement called Tannhäuser Without Words. His recorded repertoire was heavier than that of his predecessor, beginning in 1990 with a wide swath through Sibelius that would account for 13 of his 35 Pittsburgh recordings. Mizell was nothing if not inconsistent. His Vienna Sibelius cycle had been among the fastest ever. His Pittsburgh one would be among the slowest. Here's the opening of the Scherzo from the First Symphony, a performance notable for the clarity of contrapuntal lines. Victor Herbert was Pittsburgh's conductor at the turn of the 20th century, and he wrote a tone poem, Hero and Leander, for the orchestra. Mizell recorded it in 1991, along with 10 brief excerpts from Herbert operettas. Mizell recorded popular war horses, Saint-Saëns Organ Symphony, Respighi's Roman Trilogy, Groffé's Grand Canyon Suite, but he also recorded, again for New World Records, three concertos commissioned for Pittsburgh's first desk soloists: Blada's Music for Oboe and Orchestra, Lament for the Cradle of the Earth, Benjamin Lee's Horn Concerto, and Ellen Tafe Zwillich's Bassoon Concerto. In 1995, Maurice Janssens was appointed to succeed Mizell. Pittsburgh was no exception to the dearth of recording contracts for American orchestras at that time. Janssens made only one commercial recording in Pittsburgh, a Shostakovich Eighth for EMI Angel. A specialist in Slavic music, he initiated a Composer of the Year project in 2000, and he chose Rodion Chichedrin to be its first tenant. Janssens played a number of Chichedrin pieces during the 2001-2002 season, and the Pittsburgh Symphony released five of them on a CD of its own label, Curtain Call. Here's a brief section of Chichedrin's Concerto No. 1 for Orchestra, Naughty Limericks, which uses themes from underground drinking songs that mocked Soviet politicians. ¶¶ I think the brass players are having a lot of fun. After Janssen's 2005 departure for Amsterdam, the orchestra chose to go with a triumvirate of conductors, Andrew Davis, Jan-Pascal Tortelier, and Marek Janowski. Janowski recorded all four Brahms symphonies, Strauss's Macbeth, an Alpine symphony, and Berlioz's Symphonie Fantastique on Pentatone surround sound super audio CDs. The orchestra revels in the closing minutes of Berlioz's Reveries and Passions. Today's Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra has reached the pinnacle of national and international renown that André Previn believed it deserved in 1984. Concerts and recordings under Manfred Honeck's direction consistently receive rave reviews for the quality of the orchestral playing. Honeck has recorded four Mahler symphonies, four Strauss tone poems, and the much-praised reference recordings, SACD, of Dvorak and Janáček. Dennis began this two-hour session with the orchestra's first recording from 1940. We close with his latest release, Bruckner's Fourth Symphony, led by Honeck in December of 2013. Here's the first statement of the scherzo. Has four new recordings in the pipeline, a Tchaikovsky Pathetique under Honeck, and a disc of three concertos by composer Lucas Richman, a former Pittsburgh resident conductor, for release on the Albany label. Thank you all for coming, and our special thanks to all the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, past and present, for all this wonderful music.
Gentlemen, I want to thank you all. You should all stand up and take a bow. Please.